This is Senator Bob Dole. A new poll from the Midwest picks a president. His name starts with a D. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and Bob Dole, with a D, will face off. Ted, a new poll from Midwest Living magazine makes for some interesting reading, especially in the Dole household. 7,000 readers from across the heartland said that if the Midwest were a country, Chicago would be its capital, baseball would be the national pastime, and Bob Dole would be its president. So let me thank my Midwest friends for their support and confidence in Iowa, Kansas, Illinois, Ohio, and the 8 other states in the magazine poll. Yes, I'm taking a close look at the White House in 1988. And as I travel across the country, the people seem to be responding to my message of leadership. Ted, the Midwest is a special place. It is the backbone of America with its amber waves of grain, hardworking men and women, and its traditional values of faith and family. Ted, I'm proud to accept the presidential nomination.
Bob, if Elizabeth Dole asks you to bring home some baloney, just give her your script from today's broadcast. You've been known for a long time as one of the funniest politicians in America, Bob, sometimes on purpose. But if the next president's name begins with a D, it's more likely to be Dukakis than Dole. I know you're spending a lot of time in Iowa, Bob, but I wish you'd leave the fertilizer on the farms and leave it off this broadcast. It's true that the Midwest will have an influential voice in the 1988 elections, partly because of the importance of the Iowa caucuses, which will start sorting out the candidates next February. In fact, Bob, some people in your campaign have been saying that if you don't stop George Bush in Iowa, it may be all over for you. Maybe you should tell Elizabeth not to start measuring the White House drapes quite yet, Bob.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the rights of workers in the construction industry. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.